Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
It's Sunday, January 9th, 2022, broadcasting from the Vascular Institute studio. And good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for joining us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga. Joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial, Georgia. Good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning, everyone. You know, Ed, I just don't know where to get started this morning. Do we even want to talk about the pandemic, or, you know, what do we want to do about that? I mean, there's so many distressing things I saw in the last week. There is still some Delta going around, which is still potentially dangerous, but, you know, the Omicron is primarily a cold virus. And yet I keep hearing, especially on the liberal media, so much misinformation and disinformation. So remind our listeners, the ideas and thoughts I share here are mine alone. It's not my employer, it's not the stations, and it is in the same boat that I am. But we still have the right to free speech, at least currently, which is awesome, and it's guaranteed to us under the Constitution, at least for now. But before I start running my mouth further about that, Ed, what are your thoughts on this past week?
Well, thank you for that. And I do need to make a few comments, because I always make notes during the week of what I feel is, you know, substantial information regarding the pandemic. But before that, I do want to say Nutrition World's had a moderately exciting week as far as our platform of posting information. Nutrition World's never had what we call a podcast. And I'm talking the official podcast, like, not saying bragging like Joe Rogan, but I'm talking about the one with the audio and the video in a very, very professional setting. Well, we just launched our first one yesterday, and it was nice. 23 minutes long. It was me explaining the history of how Nutrition World began and some of the obstacles along the way over the past 43 years. And I just, I can't watch myself because, you know, I'm too critical, but I've had so many positive emails and texts that regarding that. And then next week, my daughter, Katie, will speak on how she grew up and is going to be the future of Nutrition World. But it's very interesting, the storyline. And then the third one will be Dr. Matt McClanahan. You've met him. Mm-hmm. He's been on our show. We're going to start having health professionals. It won't be like the Holistic Navigator. That's my encyclopedia where you go in for referencing. This is going to be more enjoyable. Or not that the other isn't, but this won't be quite as educational. It'll be more entertaining with knowledge. And so I'm looking very forward to that.
Well, you know, I'm going to have to watch that on the history. I know more than the average person about the history of you and Nutrition World, just because, well, I've known you a while. You know, I did enjoy your New Year's message. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was very, very good. And I put some of those things into practice. And if people haven't seen it, was that on the Holistic Navigator as well?
No, it's just on Nutrition World. And
that was on Nutrition World as well.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Yeah, I liked your, is that a new studio? That was the one you're using?
Yes.
So
yes.
People ought to take a look. It was very well done, Ed. Very well done.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And it's not there to sell anything. I'm just there to help hopefully share some things that could be helpful. I do, you know, I'm always experimenting with myself. And one thing, a new toy I've got, Dr. Green, you can see it here. It's hanging around my neck. It's this little piece of metal.
Looks like an emergency whistle.
It does. Looks like that or a dog whistle. But what it is, it's, I posted it on my Facebook and also on Vital Health Facebook. It's called Kumasu. And what it is, back in the 1,000-year history of monks, they would play certain flutes that required a type of rhythmic breathing, not to produce music, but to settle the kind of like their overthinking mind, make them more meditative, put them in a very more gentle place. And because breathing is what so significantly controls what we call our autonomic nervous system, and we're so wired for anxiousness and all the things that come with that, and with that is an improper breathing. Well, this little tube called Kumasu is a tiny little flute, but it doesn't make noise, and I've been using it. It makes me accountable again as far as reminding myself to slow my breathing, do longer on exhale, because with this little thing, I cannot exhale fast. It makes me exhale at a very slow pace, which is what it takes to calm the parasympathetic and sympathetic nervous system down. So it's just another cool little toy. It did cost me $89, but I'm going to be the guinea pig.
Well, I have to say, and I'm a little disappointed. I was hoping you were going to have some flute like Kwai Chang Kane on Kung Fu, and I could see you out there playing a melody for all of us.
I love that Kung Fu. It was inspirational to me because I only weighed 100 pounds in first year of high school, and everybody picked on me and Kung Fu. It's like, you know, you don't pick on Kung Fu very long.
That was a great show. It really was. So no sound, but it just helps you with forced expiration so you can't breathe out as fast and control your breathing.
Even before the show, I was here early, and, you know, I'm a pretty disciplined person. I practice breathing for many, many decades, but there's something about me with this around my neck. It reminds me more often of doing it, and it just makes it work better.
Well, you know, we actually can use controlled breathing techniques for certain arrhythmias of the heart. Uh-huh. So, you know, that's something that we teach people, and I've had to teach one of my kids how to do that, and that would actually work for her. I use a different method. And that's one thing I do when I am having a stressful time. I will disappear to my office and have a moment of meditation, prayer, and I actually change my breathing. So, yeah, I kind of discovered by accident what you've planned. But I didn't do it for my heart. I just did it because it's calming.
Yes, and I think we all can use an antidote for all the anxiety of the world. And last thing on Nutrition World, the Holistic Navigator, I just posted yesterday my latest listing on my encyclopedia for osteoporosis, because I have a game plan that I've really utilized for about 15 years using a athletic weight vest for people who can't go to the gym. Because when you put on 20 pounds on an athletic weight vest and you stand, you're going to build the bone building cells of your bones will then start to absorb more calcium and magnesium, because it has to, because when astronauts go to the moon, they lose bone mass by the day because there's no pull on their bones. Well, if we do the opposite and we put more weight on the bones, it will tend to thicken them. I don't care how much calcium you take, people, it's not going to work if the bones can't absorb it, and you have to have the right D, K, and magnesium. Mm-hmm. But this weight vest is for men and women who won't go to the gym, or maybe they're injured, they just don't feel comfortable. 25 minutes of a 20 to 25 pound weight, 5 to 6 days a week. I've seen dramatic changes in about 9 months on the scans.
You know, it's one of the practical things we tell people that's relatively easy to do, and that's weight bearing exercise. Mm-hmm. If you really do want to prevent osteoporosis, weight bearing exercise is one of the easiest things you can do, assuming you're ambulatory. But we talk a lot on the show about how sitting may be the new smoking. Mm-hmm. And so many of us tend to sit all day. You may be sitting at work, then you go home and sit and watch the TV, and then you go to bed. So if that's your lifestyle, you don't have to do a whole lot. And for people that are completely sedentary, it doesn't take a whole lot of walking to change your life and change your bone mass. Just a small amount. Start small and then add to it over time. Don't try to go out jogging 5 miles, but you might just be walking around your yard just a little bit, or walking around your house. It's something. Start small.
Start small, but stick with it. That's the other most important part. Now, I do want to mention, which I know we'll mention in the show later, we are doing the Memorial Breathe Easy Lung Coach on January 15th at 10 to 2. That's going to be free scanning for people 50 to 80 years old who have smoked, and it's going to pick up any little problems that are, most of the time, as you know, and you've said this, Dr. Green, most of the time is curable, isn't it?
That's true. With the, you know, for smokers getting the lung screening, low dose CT of the lung, the goal of that is to catch cancers in stage 1 or 2. In years past, in decades past, we've usually caught that in stage 3 or 4, where it's not curable, and sometimes it's already like way too late. They're symptomatic, and it's just too much, and you're just really doing palliative care at that time, just comfort care. So with this, I have seen countless people cured of lung cancer, which is awesome, and other things as well. And people remember, let's just say you have a family history of heart disease. You know, your dad, granddad, mother, somebody had a heart attack. You know, if you have to pay out of pocket, this is $150. That's a very good price for CT, but it can actually give you what's called a CT calcium score of your heart. And if that's elevated, you probably need to do some cardiac testing. And if it's low enough, you probably don't have to. It's not a 100% test, but it's a very good price, $150. You can't get a stress test or regular CT for that.
No, and for those who smoke, it's free. But if you haven't smoked, you want all this, it's $150, like Dr. Green says. Again, Saturday, January 15th. One statement that I saw, well, you know, last week, in the past 2 weeks, I've been talking about the coward and the hero of the week as far as this virus, vaccines, the whole conversation. Well, the coward of the week is now Starbucks. Starbucks is now mandating, as of the next few days, the vaccine. Now, they are going to allow the employees to test weekly if they don't want a vaccine. So I'm giving them a slight thumb up, but not much, because how many employees are going to spend? I mean, that's going to be at least $13 a week they'll have to spend on their own.
Well, another one I want to put on that list is old Sonia Sotomayor. I mean, some of the, and I have to say, what she said last week was misinformation when she talked about the high level of Omicron infection with hospitalizations. Not true. So, you know, when you're looking at all, I mean, I'm talking about every type of coronavirus hospitalization, you have to ask a couple of things. One, are they admitted with coronavirus? Are they having a car wreck or heart attack and happen to be in the hospital and, oh, they tested positive? Or is it truly primarily a coronavirus complication, coronavirus pneumonia, flu-monia? You know, it's something that takes some research to look into, but I have heard so much from this administration that is misinformation and designed to create fear in people. And I look forward, as at the time of this taping, we have not seen the Supreme Court ruling on the vaccine mandate, but I do look forward to seeing what the outcome will be.
Well, I did read yesterday, it looks like they're going to not have it, and will make the mandate go away.
And people,
businesses.
This is from someone, I'm a physician and I'm pro-vaccine. So, you know, there are several things I don't like personally. I don't like being forced to do something. I like having a choice. The other part is I hear much of the disinformation that worries me is get the vaccine so you cannot get coronavirus. And that is false information. If you get fully vaccinated, even your booster, the current data is showing you're actually more likely to get Omicron than those who are unvaccinated. I'm not telling you not to get a vaccine, mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear hate mail for that. But it's just a fact of what we're seeing. What the vaccine does is it helps reduce your risk of death and hospitalization. And those are valid points. Those are reasons that I got my vaccines. But if my risk of getting Omicron went up slightly, honestly, I don't really care because I'm in good health and I'll have a mild cold and it won't cause me a lick of trouble. And I look forward to the rise in antibody levels due to Omicron in people, in
Absolutely.
The population.
My prediction is, which we've already looked at one other country, I can't remember exactly, I think it was in Africa, we're now in the midst of where they were about 2.5 months ago, and they are already declining significantly. And this virus went up straight up, and it's going to go back down much quicker than the other two. I do want to say real quick before we run out of time, I love what Robert Kennedy said, that never before has a society demanded that children take risk that might sacrifice their health in order to protect the old. It is immoral. There's no doubt about it. Because here's the thing. Myocarditis is inflammation of the heart. It is more risky when they are young than when they're old. And 56% of patients in 5 years that are adults will die from that. I'm old, people. I'm 65. Don't sacrifice all of the potential of this country for me. I've lived my life. I don't need Medicare. I don't need the young to be sacrificing for me because I'm in a place I just don't. I'm not the future of this world. And we're going to give a shot. I was past Access Pharmacy the other day. And I like them overall, but they had a huge digital sign. Oh, come in. We have now the COVID vaccine for kids. I mean, if you're going to have it, one thing, don't be advertising it. It's right now too risky.
But Ed and I also are not going to vilify anyone, whether they choose to vaccinate themselves or not, or vaccinate their children or not. It is your choice.
Absolutely. And I tell people, you got two more risk factors. You're older. Please get the vaccine.
Absolutely. Yes. We've said that more times than I can count. Some people tend to not hear that part.
Absolutely. Well, it is time to take a break. We kind of ran over, which is great. So when we come back, we're going to be talking about medical oncology. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group. It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free Audacity app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here, 98.1 The Lake. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. And, you know, one of the blessings of my life, I've been doing, you know, really in the odd area of nutrition for 43 years coming up this month. And, you know, we do what we do and we focus on what we live through. But Dr. Green in this show has allowed me to learn so much more about traditional medicine and physicians and healthcare people who, you know, have such a passion for what they do. And today, again, I'm going to learn a lot because we have Dr. Justin Wilkus, a surgical oncologist, CHI Memorial, and welcome to Vital Health Radio.
Yeah, thanks so much. I appreciate it. Nice to be here.
You know, again, I know Dr. Green has given me some credibility for as far as helping him to learn a few things about nutrition, but he's given me the ability to open my mind and heart to people like yourself. And, you know, I think I'm definitely like the mass of the public. I don't really know what a surgical oncologist does. I mean, we all know oncology means cancer, but tell us some details and how and what brought you to the path that you are on in this field.
Yeah, so I actually initially wanted to be a rural general surgeon. I'm from an area of Minnesota, not dissimilar culturally to Chattanooga, but about a third the size, St. Cloud, Minnesota, also on the Mississippi River. And my wife actually, ironically, is downstream in Dubuque, Iowa, similar size also. So I wanted to return to a town like that and do general surgery. And but when I started residency, some of my first mentors were surgical oncologists, and spending time with them, one of them was a real nerd, you know, really loved reading articles and talking about cancer care and that sort of thing. And that clicked with me because I'm a nerd as well. And then the other one was so passionate, and she knew her patients so well because in surgical oncology, you develop these long-term relationships with these patients. And I still liked general surgery, but I recognize, you know, a lot of the times, frankly, when you're developing long-term relationships with general surgery patients, sometimes it's from complications more than just the standard care. So that was really great, and I kind of changed my path. I was in Maine, which was a great place to pursue rural general surgery, but I had to kind of change course. So I left Maine to do a couple years of research and actually radiation oncology, and then came back and finished my residency. As far as what a surgical oncologist does, I think, you know, one of the things that also drew me to it was we had a grand round speaker in Maine once that defined herself at, you know, I'm not a cancer surgeon, I'm a surgical oncologist. And we were wondering what the real difference is. And she's like, you know, I'm an oncologist, but my primary tool is the knife, right? And mm-hmm. medical mm-hmm. oncologists, their primary tool is chemotherapy or immunotherapy or what would be it. And the same with radiation oncology. And the difference to them was that they understand the whole pathway of care and how important that is, that it's not just about being able to cut out a tumor. It's mm-hmm. knowing how that fits into the rest of their care, whether when they get chemotherapy, if they get chemotherapy, when and if they get radiation. And I really liked that aspect of it. And so that's what I pursued. And that's the sort of training mm-hmm. we get nowadays in these surgical oncology fellowships. It's certainly the technical aspects and the new technical aspects as far as robotic surgery and minimally invasive surgery, but we spent just as much time going over the pathways, the chemotherapy, radiation therapy, and you know, I don't utilize those tools, mm-hmm. but I certainly, my goal and what I strive to do every day is to continue to understand where I fit in the pathway and mm-hmm. if I fit in the pathway, because some patients don't need surgery. So
I love that. And I know you've been only here 1 year. Is that correct?
I started October 1st and moved here in August. Yep.
Okay.
My first winter in Tennessee.
Well, what made you choose Chattanooga?
So we looked for jobs all over this last year, some at major cancer centers, some at places similar sizes or smaller than Chattanooga. And the recruitment process is kind of, it's weird. you interview a lot of places with just recruiters two or three mm-hmm. times before you meet anybody. And my first interview here was a Zoom interview because of COVID, and all six people logged on, and I was like, who are all these people? Are they all recruiters? And they were all my future partners.
Oh.
And, you know, Dr. Rose and Dr. Gwynn, Heithold and Shaw, and I think Dr. Lovett and Parkhurst might have also been on there as well. And I was like, wow, first interview, and these guys are all committed to knowing who I am and if I'm going to be of use to the mm-hmm. community. So that was a really big part of it. And then we came up and visited, and you know, I can be honest, I had to look up where Chattanooga was on that. But I don't feel that guilty because I live in something called a flyover state. So if you Google flyover state, I think it literally says Minnesota. We came up and loved the town. It was a great time of year. The weather was beautiful. And we actually explored. We spent two or three days on the first interview here and explored the area and really fell in love with it. And the people, everybody was so welcoming.
I love that. And I love the fact that, you know, like myself personally, there's been several physicians on this show that, you know, I've felt a connection with. So down the road, if I need something, I've got a contact already, because it's not just, you know, everybody's not the same. And there's an energy connection that needs to be with healers of any kind. And I've always said, and, you know, I come from a different world of, you know, functional nutrition. You know, we sometimes certainly have different opinions than traditional on what it takes to preserve health and actually to regain health. But I've always said the same thing, that I value the hands of a surgeon as more than anyone ever in my world and my future and the people I talk to. In fact, we had a gentleman, Dr. Green knows, Dr. Red, he has a little practice downtown. He's one of the only surgeons that he says in the United States has done this. He went out on his own and opened a walk-in clinic for $60 or $80. He'll take off anything that you have, everything. And he's had some horror stories of stuff that he's removed. And I've gone to him about three times. In fact, Sean told me last week he went down there and had some stuff removed. I mean, he has such good hands. And I'm sure, I know you do too. And I just value that. In fact, one of my best customers, physician-wise, is Dr. Patera, who everyone seems to know that name in Chattanooga. Him, his father, I think the whole family history had been here. And he moved to Anchorage, and he's one of my largest customers. He's a huge believer in nutritional therapy for himself, and I think he certainly recommends it to a lot of his patients, because that's something he learned on his own. You certainly don't learn that in regular school. So you're here probably for your career?
That's the intention. Good. I mean, to be frank, the statistics are that about half of surgical oncologists leave their first job within 2 years. Mm-hmm. My whole goal in looking for jobs was to not be one of those statistics. Uh-huh. So we were very diligent, and maybe 75% of the choice was up to my wife.
Okay.
Very smart.
So,
and you couldn't have picked a better place.
Right. So professionally, this fit all of my goals. And then for our family, it's a wonderful fit. So we're hoping to make it a long term.
Well, my question is, as a layman on this, let's just say I or someone had a diagnosis, we realized something needs to be removed. Do I contact you, or what do I do to get you to be on my team?
Yeah, absolutely contact us. I don't have my card on me right now.
It's
And I would think most people are going to be at their primary care doctor, right. Get a diagnosis, go through an oncologist, and then, because for us, we're not trained in surgical oncology. Right. We know what he does, but we don't do oncology, radiation oncology, or surgical oncology, so we'll get to someone who knows more about that than us, and then they disseminate.
Okay,
that's the normal pathway.
But if someone's listening to us right now, they really click with Dr. Wilkus, would they just ask their general practitioner, can you refer me to him?
Well, like he was just saying, I guess they could just call his office, and I think they're about to give us the information for that, but hopefully people have a primary care doctor as well, I would hope. But if they don't, I'm sure they could just contact him directly.
Yeah, so I'm at CHI Memorial Surgical Associates.
Okay.
On Glenwood. I live at the hospital. Along the lines of, you know, trying to understand the whole pathway, it's certainly fine to send to a medical oncologist first or a radiation oncologist, but I'm happy to evaluate anybody. And if surgery isn't the answer for them, I'm still happy to evaluate them, because the whole point of my training was to understand where I fit and where other people fit into their care, other physicians. So
one thing that impresses me about you is you have such a wider knowledge than just mm-hmm. surgery, and you're also a nice person. You're easy to talk to. And we tend to attract at CHI Memorial, we tend to attract surgeons who are nice men and women who will talk with you. And if somebody made an appointment with him and they're wrong, he's not going to talk down to them. He's going to help get them to the right person. And so I can already tell that about you. So absolutely, they wouldn't have to fear calling him.
And that's another thing I love about the show, is that we're not only getting your credentials, we're getting your heart somewhat, because we can feel that, and people who listen can. Again, you just said, now, so you help to evaluate the need sometimes. Like you might say, after you evaluate them, we can wait. We don't need to wait. We need to do this instead of that. That's part of your game plan.
Oh, definitely.
I like that.
I appreciate your passion for nutrition, because sometimes people, you know, you see where they fit on the pathway, mm-hmm. these published pathways, but each patient is very individual. Every new patient that comes to me gets a frailty assessment, a nutrition assessment, you know, smoking, alcohol. I try to see everything about this patient and try to understand that even if they fit on the pathway this way, they might need help because of their frailty. They might mm-hmm. need physical therapy. They might need nutrition services that we have that are beyond my knowledge, which is one of the reasons it's really nice to be part of the Cancer Center, the Reskiller and Cancer Center, because all of those resources are available at a moment's notice. And we have nurse navigators that I can contact, and they can help people navigate through the Cancer Center mm-hmm. Without having to figure it out on their own, essentially. So
I love that. Well, I'm just going to put another plug in for Memorial, because I was going to mention this in another segment, but since I think it flows right into here, we are at Nutrition World going to be having the mobile lung screening on Saturday, January 15th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And what this is going to be is if you're 55 to 80 years old, you've ever smoked cigarettes in the past 15 years, it's a free lung screening that will and can pick up significant amounts of lung cancer. Now, if a person goes to this and they actually see something that's very worrisome, you could be the person involved in this, correct?
Well, my training didn't actually involve taking care of lung cancers,
okay.
But Dr. Hedrick at CHI, mm-hmm. And there's other surgeons as well, excellent.
Okay.
And oftentimes, frankly, on these lung screenings, they'll find other incidental things that I'm happy to help with as well. You know, breast cancers, skin cancers, adrenal tumors are
really
not uncommon, because the CT scans go right down through the adrenals and kidneys. So happy to help. These screening programs are vital importance. And we do skin cancer screenings as well. Mole patrols, where you go out and help people, evaluate their skin. So
I love that. And I didn't realize that this scan was going to potentially pick up other cancers. So
yeah, not
thank
not
you
uncommon.
For sharing that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we call those incidentalomas.
Yeah.
Did you make that up?
No. We were taught that term.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it is going to be January 15th. It is Memorial, and it's from 10 a.m. to 2 at Nutrition World's parking lot. So please, and Dr. Hedrick's going to be available on the lung screening bus.
He just can't get enough of it.
He loves it. I can tell he's like you. You have a heart and a spirit for this. Well, I know that this phone number here is 423-698-8692 is contact information for CHI Memorial Surgical Associates. And your name, again, is Dr. Justin Hedrick. W-I-L-K-E-S, Wilkes, a surgical oncologist, CHI Memorial Associates. And I just value the fact that you put out the effort to come this morning, Dr. Wilkes. It's been valuable for a lot of people who are listening. And, you know, timing, I've always said this, a lot of life is really timing. It's not timing. We can control, but it's like there'll be people listening right now who just perhaps last week, you know, had a concern or a diagnosis or something, and here you are. So I love the synchronicity of how life works sometimes. So thank you for joining us here on Vital Health Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's
been a pleasure. Come by Nutrition World when you're ever on Lee Highway. I would like to see you over there and introduce you to a few of my staff members. We have 27 staff members and 17 practitioners, several physicians and nurse practitioners and all kind of people there.
And you can partake of the free vitamin D.
That's right. We give free vitamin D to all healthcare workers, policemen, firemen, and teachers because of my commitment to vitamin D and its ability to reduce potential cancers and, of course, make us survive through the viral episodes that we're hopefully going to come to an end soon. So I appreciate all your effort, and it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Marlene about blood testing that you can empower yourself again. And sometimes those are things that can lead you to a second step of more investigation for your health when there's concerning things. We've got that, plus more to come for Dr. Green. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and got a guest we've had here, I think, two other times, and it's always a pleasure and excitement for me, one, to feel like I can empower people with other choices for their health that can produce better outcomes. So today we have Marlene Guerin. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, Marlene.
Thank you. We appreciate you having me back again today.
Marlene is an RN, BS in nursing, BS in business, certified wellness program manager, licensed wellness and health coach. And she can do CPR if we have a heart attack here. I see that on her card.
She's about reaching veteran status here.
That's right.
Yeah.
But she is the founder of Be Well Forever Labs, where people can, on their own, choose to get the kind of blood work that may be very, very beneficial with or without the cooperation of their healthcare practitioner. But many times people, even Dr. Green, he appreciates patients who you know, can bring him information so he can make better decisions. So,
well, Ed, I've sent a few patients over there. I don't know if they actually went.
They have. Okay, and thank you very much, Dr. Green. We appreciate that.
Well, if they want a lab, I mean, somehow, I don't know how you do the prices that you do, but it's most impressive. And a few people who had a lab they desired that wasn't all, you know, covered by their insurance, they just went to you.
Thank you. And that's very good. We find that that works well for people who just want a picture of their health. Maybe they're meeting their health care costs for the beginning of the year with high deductibles. So this will give you an affordable plan. You know up front what your costs are going to be. You know what labs you're going to need. You know, we'll give you a time frame of when we can get those back. Most of our labs are back within 24 to 48 hours. So we have a really good turnaround time, and we give you the good results quickly.
And, you know, I was thinking driving over here today, I've always enjoyed getting my car washed. I like going, and especially, you know, even when I was young, I'd go with my dad and I would enjoy it. But, you know, today we have the high-tech car washes. And you go in and you've got, like seem like about seven options, everything from the $8 all the way to the $30-plus dollar. And I just kind of felt like most blood work that's given to patients is the very basic panel, almost like the very basic car wash. I don't like that. I like to empower people and myself with more information. And part of that's not the physician's fault. Insurance ties their hands, and they will only pay for so much. But, you know, Marlene, we've talked about this, and I have a podcast called The Holistic Navigator, as you know, and I did one on blood testing. Yes. And on there, I interviewed Dr. Roundtree, and we talked about, you know, this is how you truly get the real analysis and perspective of your blood chemistry, is to do more blood work than you would for an average physical. Well, your lab gives people the option to that. In fact, we have a panel that we've created that embraces anti-aging, inflammation, nutritional evaluation of the body, plus all the normal things that a healthcare practitioner would do. And I recommend that one very, very often, every day at least. And when people do it, they're just blown away with the amount of information that they can gather that then allows them to make choices to improve their health. Because we're not just about diagnosing disease, we're about optimizing health. And you've gotten busier and busier because you've been doing this now, well, professionally, how long have you been doing it? Then how long at Nutrition World?
We Be Well Forever has been in business for now 9 years. We did corporate wellness, but we've been partnered with you, with Ed Jones, and we come into Nutrition World and do lab testing there every Friday, the last Friday of every month. And then because of that, extra customers coming in, we've developed an extra office next to Nutrition World on Vance Road, Suite 8, and we're there every Tuesday. We can take walk-ins, we can take appointments, but it's our business is growing and people are seeing a need for this type of service, which is great. And the basic and advanced package is a perfect picture of your health. We talk about that. And we can pick and choose by whatever doctor's orders you might need. And, you know, Ed, I was thinking on the way here, it amazes me how quickly some people can turn their labs around by just some simple lifestyle interventions with their food, their supplements, their exercise, their sleep. We see things change quite often, and people are coming back, and that's empowering to us and in the individuals.
I have a question.
Yes.
And so while I'm listening, I'm looking at the packages for all, you know, the listeners can't see it. Nice packages, like Ed said, you know, wellness package, inflammation package, vitamins and minerals, thyroid, which is awesome. What I'm wondering is, I see the a la carte, you know, lab by lab cost, is if they choose the whole package, is that a discount?
It is. It is quite a bit of discount. The basic package is probably, you know, $50 off. We do that group package with basic and advanced for $375, and it's about $125 off.
Nice.
So we give you a nice discount to do a whole package. Some people are fearful to have their labs drawn. We have good phlebotomy team that we work with, and so they want to get it all done at once. Some people choose maybe a few labs and then check into those as prevention, and we might find an issue and they might come back and have some further testing done.
I do like how your the wellness package has insulin. There's so many times I'm wanting to do an insulin level on someone who's wanting to lose weight and it's not covered.
Right.
Or I want a vitamin D just for general health, especially during the pandemic, and it's not covered.
Right.
And I just don't understand why insurance is, well, actually I do understand because I worked for insurance for 12 years, but you know, it's disappointing that they will put the patient ahead of the dollar.
Right. So we need to know what is best for that patient in particular, and that's a very good point.
But they'll get some extra, which is Well, as a provider, that makes me happy.
Good. I'm glad.
And, you know, I'm not going to mention the name of the lab, but there before you and I partnered, there would be times I would send people down. It's really about 3 miles down the road from me. The amount of blood work that is on that big panel, I at one time looked up the pricing of competitor labs, and it was about double what you're charging. Mm-hmm. So it is extremely value priced for what you're getting.
Kevin, I just thought of another question. One of my children just got a brand new job, good for her, and I had to drive her to her drug screen. I'm curious, do you guys do drug screens? I haven't looked.
We actually do. We don't do that at our office. We've set up to do some drug screens for corporate wellness, and we do on-site wellness and do some drug screens there. But it's urine drug screens, but I don't have those available at the office.
It came to my mind because Ed's talking about prices of the unnamed lab, corporate lab down the street from him, which I think I know what it is. But years and years ago, and you would remember this, drug screens got to the point there were $1,500 to $3,000 a pop is what they were charging patients back. I mean, this has been easily 10 years or more ago, 10 to 15. And now I do have a friend of mine that owns a lab, and he charges $99. But I remember thinking back then what price gouging goes on in the lab world.
Crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
And yours are lower than I would expect, which is why I'm impressed.
Well, thank you very much. It helps that I've had corporate wellness and had several hundreds of people doing the same test. They were able to extend that pricing to us, too. So we're trying to use this for our community, for each individual. Empower their health. We're all about prevention, aren't we?
That we sure are. And, you know, when you go, and there's nothing wrong with this, when you go to a regular physician like Dr. Green, he's a little different.
I'm far from regular, Ed.
Definitely, I was going to say, he's not regular, and he has evolved into a whole new class, which is similar to what my belief system is, which is empowering the body. Mm-hmm. But most healthcare professionals are looking for what's wrong with your body when you do blood work. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's very, of course, valuable. What we're also looking for, though, is how can we optimize your health by tweaking, making changes? And the human mind needs accountability. And when you do something like, okay, I'm going to start working out at the gym, and you say to yourself, well, this is a good thing, and I'm feeling better, but you don't have any proof that is black and white on paper. I'm a person who does better if I have accountability that, okay, what I'm doing now is actually working. I'm not only just thinking it's working, it is working. It's kind of like that aura ring. Have you put on that aura ring yet?
I have not. Don't scold me.
Get on that.
I will.
Smack you next week.
Hey, it was the holiday season. It's busy.
Well, my aura ring, it gives me accountability on sleep, and it has been a life changer for me to see what habits have I done that created the better sleep or the worse sleep, because it is it's very high technology, getting off the subject here. But it's the same with your blood testing. And, you know, Marlene, I've go through periods of time. I'm a little bit of a blood testing addict with you. I will go through like 3 weeks in a row, I will go down and get blood testing, and then I won't for 4 or 5 weeks. But the fact that you're there, you're convenient, everything, I've learned how to tweak my system again through your C-reactive protein, inflammation, my testosterone, some of the other values I always am checking. And I just love the fact that you are there and you are getting busier. And 2022 is going to be an amazing year because people are more empowered to want to be empowered than they've ever been due to the past 2 years. And we now know blatantly the importance of healthy bodies, because if you're not healthy, you could die. If you are healthy, you probably won't die, as far as we're talking the virus. So I encourage people. And do they need an appointment?
They do not need an appointment. They can call ahead if they want an appointment, if they're in a hurry to get to work. We do ask that you fast for most of your blood work. Most of those tests do require some fasting, not all of them, but if they have any questions, they can call our number at the 423-531-2955. We are on Vance Road, Suite 8. I have a sign now out on the door and by the door. It's in the building called The Retreat. It's real easy to locate every Tuesday from 8 a.m. to noon. If you need to come earlier or later, you can let us know and we can meet your needs.
And I'm not putting you on the spot, but another idea. Are you doing COVID testing?
Yes. I'm glad you asked, Dr. Green. I was going to mention that. We are doing the COVID spike protein test, which gives you the quantitative number, numerical value. Yes, we're doing that for $50 if you order any other labs. You can have that back within 24 hours. A lot of people want to know that information to see if they're needing a booster, or if they've had the virus, if they've had the vaccine. You can tell you that numerical number. And is that number waning over time, or is it still pretty high?
So more of an immunity issue, not acute testing.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
And, you know, I know you remember this. I certainly do. Never will forget it. I would was in Florida with my partner back June last year, and I had a pretty crappy vacation because I didn't feel well. I just was not hungry, and I was tired. Well, I came back, and about 4 weeks later, you came to me and said, hey, guess what? We now have an antibody test. I took it. You called me and said, guess what? You got some pretty large numbers. And I was like, bingo, I had COVID during that week.
Right.
I did take all my goodies because I took them with me,
right.
And it just minimized my symptoms. Not saying it was fun. It certainly wasn't. And it did last for a month of fatigue. But as all things, the body heals itself if we're healthy. Mm-hmm. And that's what happened for me and can happen for most people. I just love the power that you give people for their own bodies.
Well, thank you. It's been a pleasure having a partnership with you, and your staff is very instrumental with our staff in working with people to empower mm-hmm. them for better health.
And the thing is, keep in mind, people, I preach this all the time, especially on The Holistic Navigator. I know Dr. Green also agrees. You know, living in the reference range is your first goal. That's not the ultimate goal. We want to be in optimal. They don't list optimal on these sheets. So when you try to look at it yourself, if you have no red flags, you're like, oh, I'm super healthy. No, you're not. We need to be in a much more narrow range. That's why you need people to help you to interpret it once you get the numbers back, especially on a big panel like you have with your how much is
Home
the big panel?
$375.
Okay. Yeah, and also when you pull in Nutrition World, all you got to do is go to the lower level, and you'll see the Wellness Retreat with Marlene Sein. And again, every Tuesday and on the last Friday of each month, you come upstairs to Nutrition World.
Yes.
And that's probably one of our bigger days for you.
It is. It's a really big day. Yep. People come by there while they're there. They get information. They get to meet our staff. We meet them. They're coming in to get their supplements or whatever they might need. And hey, by the way, we make a lot of appointments for Tuesday too. It's like if they're not fasting that particular day. So it works out both ways.
Yeah, I know a person called me yesterday and it was, once I talked to her, she was so impressed with the value of blood work. And so she's getting her son. And then she called yesterday and said, I want my husband and myself. And she said, do you think I need an appointment? I said, you don't need one. But I said, if you want to be in a hurry, call Marlene, make an appointment so you can get in and out quicker. What's that phone number one more time?
It is 423-531-2955. That's our office at Vance Road. And you can reach us also. My email is bewellforever@mail.com, mail.com.
And I will attest to the fact that her phlebotomists are as good as I've ever had.
Right.
And there are times I don't even know that they stuck me. And a few times you just feel the small amount of stick. But very qualified, very experienced, and it's just magical. And it's not like I enjoy it, but I certainly have no discomfort at all. And I do always recommend people to drink plenty of water that morning
before
coming
out. That's very important.
I tend to have pretty good veins, but not everybody does that.
Correct. Very good.
Well, thank you for coming in, Marlene.
Thank you. We appreciate it again.
And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be discussing more about your health and the future and the world and all the things that go along with the notes that I've made. So that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Sam Edwards Jewelers prides itself on being more than a traditional jewelry store. Their expert, certified gemologist appraiser and in-house jewelry designer invests the time necessary to understand your goals and desires while educating you in the selection process. Sam Edwards wants every customer to feel confident, satisfied, and in love with their jewelry purchase, and for them to know and feel that they made the best choice. Sam Edwards Jewelers, located at 2545 Lifestyle Way, Suite 3, Chattanooga. Find them online at samedwardsjewelers.com. You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there. ADS Security can do that for you. ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone. Choose ADS Security. Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back and thank you for making us a part of your day. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Looking forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. It's been a while since I brought anything to you guys, and I'm going to share again one of my favorite missionary letters, which I've done before, and I will do it once again. As always, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more, visit their website, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. We are seemingly surrounded by danger in this modern world. Viral pandemics, social and political unrest, as well as violence, dominate the news feeds most of the time. Today we will talk about a life lived well, lived in strength, not fear. How do you live and smile and have joy and remain strong in the face of trouble? Well, today I will share again a stirring letter from a pastor whose dangers outreached ours and whose strength was firmly founded. When talking about real strength, Arnold Schwarzenegger once said, "Strength does not come from winning. Your struggles develop your strengths. When you go through hardships and decide not to surrender, that is strength." And from Ernest Hemingway, "The world breaks everyone, and afterwards some are strong in the broken places." Now allow me to share with you that letter found in the office of a young pastor from Zimbabwe, Africa. "I am part of the Fellowship of the Unashamed. I have the Holy Spirit's power. The die has been cast, and I've stepped over the line. The decision has been made. I am a disciple of His. I won't look back, let up, slow down, back away, or be still. My past is redeemed. My present makes sense. My future is secure. I'm finished and done with low living, sight walking, smooth knees, colorless dreams, tamed visions, worldly talking, cheap giving, and dwarf goals. I no longer need preeminence, prosperity, position, promotions, plaudits, or popularity. I don't have to be right, first, tops, recognized, praised, regarded, or rewarded. I now live by faith, lean on His presence, walk by patience, am uplifted by prayer and labor with power. My pace is set, my gait is fast, my goal is heaven, and my road is narrow. My way is rough, my companions are few. My guide is reliable, and my mission is clear. I cannot be bought, compromised, detoured, lured away, turned back, deluded, or delayed. I will not flinch in the face of sacrifice, hesitate in the presence of the enemy, pander at the pool of popularity, or meander in the maze of mediocrity." Now, that letter was found after he had been found beaten to death because of his faith. Let me close with a quotation from Thomas Paine. "I love the man that can smile in trouble, that can gather strength from distress, and grow brave by reflection. 'Tis the business of little minds to shrink But he whose heart is firm and whose conscience approves his conduct will pursue his principles unto death. May we all live lives of purpose, lives lived fiercely, full of strength, and free of fear. And my friends, that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you, my friend. That was very refreshing. Glad to have you back doing that. I'm always reminded of a cool little statement by Helen Keller that, you know, life is full of suffering, but also the overcoming of it. And sometimes all of us tend to forget that, especially in the midst of even COVID and some time ago when those dark streets, when I would drive to work in the mornings and everything was closed, it was like a scary movie. And I just at times did not think things would improve, but they did, and they will, and they continue.
And like you said, we've gotten through everything else. We will get through this as well.
We've overcome every obstacle of our life. I have for 65 years. Why do I think I can't do it now? Well, I don't any longer, but I have to coach myself. This is not automatic. We're not on autopilot, and we have to keep tweaking the plane in order to get to the destination. And that comes with many methods, one of which with me is meditation, the breathing I spoke about, my foods, my nutrition, my sleep, my managing, because I can fall apart pretty easily. I'm, you know, strong person, but you give me about three or four bad things going on, I'm gonna be in the corner probably somewhere. But again, I count on friends like yourself, Dr. Green, and the tribe that I have. I do want to say real quickly, as far as this world of craziness with the pandemic, we have to do something new, and that is we have to stand up and be brave, be bold, and we have to find our tribe in regard to this conversation and come out of the closet, because what's happened is the masses have silenced us who have more open opinions on freedoms. And of course, people like you and I, we're a little bit braver than some, but it's time to be at a, you know, family gathering and speak your mind.
Yes, and absolutely. And I have to say, I'm appalled by some of the things I hear coming out of Germany, Holland, and Australia. I mean, how can a pregnant mother speak out against a Australian vaccine or mask mandate and end up in jail? And that's what's happening. How can two tennis pros end up in basically a jail concentration camp because they had a COVID exemption letter from their doctor? They had proof that they couldn't get it. Well, this is what I understand. I may have the story somewhat wrong, but are they still detained for that? Yeah, that wasn't even a faith issue or an opinion issue. They had proof they couldn't get the vaccine. So, you know, this world is taking a scary turn in some areas. Let's not let that happen here.
And that is our opportunity in this point of our life to, again, find our tribe, be bold, be brave, stand up, speak logically, not angrily about others that may disagree with us. But we need to stand strong, people.
And embrace your freedom and your right to free speech.
That's right. Exactly. And do not believe the administration that we're in the darkest moments of death and that we're all going to, those unvaccinated are killing the world. It's simply not backed by science.
That is disinformation.
Yes. Guess what, my friend? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. From the Vascular Institute studio, we thank you for listening. We'll be back here again next Sunday morning, 9 a.m., for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and bold, fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.